Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org. From time to time, I like to amble.
Oh, you got to tell the listeners the premise here. We're doing
we were doing radio without a net.
Yeah, but you have to tell the premise. We're doing a limerick in real time.
All right,
so what was your
first line? From time to time, I like to amble.
Sometimes I adopt a... Sometimes it becomes a shamble.
And then when things get really tense, I throw up my hands and we start to ramble.
Wow.
I don't think we succeeded.
A-A-B-B-A. That is the rhyme scheme. All right, it's okay.
Give me a break.
Okay, first up on our ramble. It's finally happened. Harry Potter has fallen off the New York Times bestseller list. It's been almost 10 years since the list was last Potter-free. Akin to the NBA widening the foul lane when Will Chamberlain became too dominant in the post, the New York Times Book Review opened up a separate children's bestseller list when the Potter knot was keeping new titles off the fiction list. The new children's books were frozen out, so they introduced a children's series list. They stopped short of creating a fourth list for books about wizards named Harry. It's been a good run. J.K. Rowling had became the first billionaire author. The seven books in the Potter series have sold some 375 million copies. Last year, the final installment sold 8.3 million copies in the U.S. in its first 24 hours, broke all sorts of records. When the next Harry Potter movie comes out, it's likely that the books will be back on the New York Times list.
She is a kajillionaire.
Yeah.
I'm sure she is a kajillionaire.
Hmm. Oh, Harry.
So, a sad story. The late adventurer, remember him, Steve Fawcett? Well, his estate, eight figures. That man had a lot of money, speaking of money. The cost of the search to find him when he went missing, it was a lot of money, $687,000. The amount contributed to the search by Baron Hilton, $200,000. Asking Fawcett's widow to make up the difference... priceless. Apparently she didn't want to do that. The governor of Nevada reportedly wants Steve Fawcett's widow to help pay for the unsuccessful search for her husband. The 63-year-old adventurer went missing in September after taking off in a small plane from Baron Hilton's Nevada ranch. The Nevada National Guard and the Civil Air Patrol embarked on a month-long search for Fawcett. They covered 20,000 square miles, but they never found anything. And Fawcett was declared legally dead February 15th by an Illinois judge. He left behind an eight-figure estate. A spokesman for the governor tells the AP any contribution the Fawcett family makes to the search costs would be voluntary.
A 500-year-old ship has been found by diamond hunters off the coast of Namibia. Its captain may have been a pirate, so I am obliged to do the rest of this ramble in pirate talk. Dieter Noli, an archaeologist researching the wreckage, said the wealth on board may tell the tale. In addition to a bunch of ivory, some cannons, some primitive navigational equipment, there's also some copper and a bunch of silver and gold coins from Portugal and Spain. The copper found suggests that the ship may have been sent by a government looking for materials to build cannons. Another indication is that the ship may have been on official business. The ivory. No, I can't do it with
no,
ivory.
No, that doesn't work.
Ivory trade was usually controlled by royal families. But here's the thing. If the ship had been trading for copper, why was there still so much currency on board? Wouldn't they have been paid for it? Uh-huh. Avast ye mateys.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that the wreck was pounded to smithereens, Noli is confident that they'll figure out what the ship was and what its captain was up to. Rachel Martin?
That was a B-plus pirate, but better than mine probably.
Okay, the peg leg gets in the way.
Sweetest second-degree burglary ever. Three men have been charged after trying to bust a dog out of a city pound so he could attend his owner's funeral. Seriously. The mixed-breed dog named Luke was picked up 10 days ago while roaming the streets. A day later, his owner, a 53-year-old woman named Sandra, passed away. Now, there was this rumor that began circulating that Luke would be euthanized. So the three men tried to break Luke out before this could happen. They turned off security lights and cut a lock with wire cutters. A police officer caught them as they tried to leave the pound with the dog.
That's for sure it was a harebrained scheme just crazy enough to work.
No, authorities...
A ragtag bunch of misfits. Perhaps Tin Conaway would be giving advice. This is so Disney movie of the week.
Authorities say as soon as a fence is built to contain Luke, he'll be returned to the family. But
that's
I don't
good.
Think he got to go to the funeral.
That's okay.
Hey, folks, that's your Ambly Rambly. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.